You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Welcome to this Investec Asset Management Investment Views 2020 podcast. With me is Deirdre Cooper, who's a portfolio manager at Investec Asset Management. I think we ought to contextualize what your role as a portfolio manager is at Investec Asset Management, given what we're going to talk about, which is climate change and related issues, Deirdre.
Yes, lovely to be here. So I focus on investing in companies who stand to benefit from the move to the low carbon economy. And of course, there you have a double impact. You have a performance impact, which is as we move to the low carbon economy, those companies should grow their revenues and their earnings, and we believe stand to outperform. And then you also have a positive environmental impact, because of course, the products and the services that those companies sell are helping to address global warming. And we are, of course, we believe on the cusp of a tipping point, driving a change away from an unsustainable global economy to something more sustainable. But it's also important to note that hasn't happened yet. So 2018 was a record year globally for carbon emissions. I think 2019 emissions will be even higher than that. So while we see a number of drivers leading to a change to something more sustainable, that hasn't happened yet. And it's really important that it does. And we see this change driven, of course, not just by governments and regulators. They're important. But it's also driven by technological change and by consumer activism.
Those are the three drivers. You say regulatory change, technological evolution, and consumer-driven change. And I was maybe simplistic when I introduced the theme of just being climate change. It's so much more than that. But maybe we could go through those three drivers. Let's start with regulations, if you would.
Yes, I think that's a great place to start. You know, I think we've seen a lot of discussion at places like the PRI, the Principles for Responsible Investment this year, about the inevitable policy response. As I said at the beginning, you know, we are still at peak emissions. We need to do something about that. And there is the beginnings of regulatory action in different places around the world. I think we would question, to be honest, unfortunately, whether we'll ever see global coordinated climate policy. It's much more important for us to look at each region individually and assess what's going on in each country, in each sector. So looking at the three big regions for us, Europe, the US and China, we see quite a different picture in each one. In Europe, the acceleration in policy really is very exciting. We're starting to see what a potential relaxation of fiscal constraints and the adoption of a pan-Eurozone industrial policy centered around accelerating the region's energy transition. You know, both Ursula von der Leyen and Christine Lagarde, as the new leaders of the Commission and the ECB, have made this their number one priority. And this is something that's important for investors in decarbonization, but also investors more broadly, as it will have, we think, significant knock-on effects on the global economy through things like carbon-based trade, which is something that is becoming more and more of a focus. Moving on to the US, in 2020, the US really is the wild card in the pack. You know, I think investors in our sector are really not thinking yet about the possibility of a change from the Trump administration to an administration that could be led by someone like Senator Elizabeth Warren or Senator Bernie Sanders. And in that case, you know, and with that, potentially democratic control of both houses of Congress. And in that case, you would end up with an environmental policy in the US that would make Europe look slow and lagging. You know, looking at Bernie's plan, for example, he calls for $16 trillion of investment just in the US in this sector over the next 15 years. So that has the potential to move the sector into a very much a hyper growth phase. And also, of course, I think the general consensus on both of those administrations would be that would be quite negative for equity markets. But it would, of course, be very positive for those companies who are positioned to benefit from decarbonization.
We'll come to the companies later on, but let's talk about technological evolution now, because that's very much linked to companies and probably companies that you are eyeing or have already invested in.
Absolutely. And in terms of technology change, it continues apace in all of the sectors we look at. But in 2020, we really expect it to be the year of the electric car. We see automakers accelerating the pace of new model launches. We see battery companies continuing to innovate, adding more nickel to the battery chemistry, which increases the energy density, which basically means you need less battery per car, therefore reduces the cost, makes the EVs more cost competitive. And of course, 2019 has been a truly torrid year for the EV value chain. We've seen NIO, which is the Chinese EV champion, on the cusp of bankruptcy. We've seen lithium prices. Lithium is a key raw material for EV batteries, 50% off peak. But we expect this story to change a little bit through next year, particularly as European policy forcing car makers to sell EVs starts to accelerate. We also see really exciting technology developments in autonomous driving. Waymo, which is Google's autonomous driving company, now averages more than 5,000 miles without any human safety driver intervention. That number was 500 in 2014. And autonomy, of course, is a potential very much underappreciated accelerator of electrification. Almost half the electric cars sold in China to date have gone to Didi, which is the Chinese Uber. So high utilization rate autonomous fleets are a great way to drive EV adoption in countries where current price points for electric cars are just higher than the average person can afford to buy, but they can afford to use these kind of ride-sharing companies.
Let's move to the consumer side, which is so, so important as we're a consumer-led world. The consumer behavior patterns are incredibly important to what you've just referred to.
No, absolutely. And in one sentence, I think everyone would agree that from a consumer awareness point in 2019, Greta has been great. She has done an extraordinary job in terms of increasing consumer interest in sustainability and consumer focus on climate change. You know, we saw a recent Accenture survey that showed that now 63% of consumers want to buy from a company with a shared purpose. 65% want that company to treat their employees well. In 2018 versus 2015, there was a 429% increase in consumer preferences for sustainable or sustainably sourced product, and a 107% increase in desire for eco-conscious product. So we expect consumer preferences to continue to change and evolve and favor more sustainable, more climate-conscious products. In our very own industry, we recently carried out a survey of 2,000 investors and asked them about their preferences in terms of what kind of investments they'd like to see in their pension funds. And interestingly, 82% said they would like to have environmentally sustainable funds in their pension funds, even though only a small fraction of that number already had those products in their pensions today.
Looking forward to 2020. Very briefly, if you would, last 30 seconds, Deirdre. What are your aspirations for 2020 when it comes to the investment side of this argument?
So on the investment side, we're really excited about those companies that are well positioned for decarbonization for all the reasons we talked about earlier. We try not to be overly sanguine. We're very conscious that regulation, as I said, in different countries moves at different paces. We see regions like China where potentially the pace of environmental policy has slowed because of growth pressures from trade wars. But we see these wonderful change in consumer preferences. We see these exciting technological developments, and that makes us very optimistic, particularly over the medium term, about investing in those companies who are well positioned to drive the change to the low carbon economy.
Deirdre, thank you so much for your insight. That's Deirdre Cooper, Portfolio Manager at Investec Asset Management in London. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.